Next up, I'm joined by Ronnie Minter from the Freedom Unshackled Coalition and Sisters Healing Old Wounds. Ronnie Minter, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again, and happy holidays to everyone.
Same to you. So today we're talking about clemency, and I'm wondering if you could start off by talking about what does the Freedom Unshackled Coalition do in regard to clemency?
What we're working on is two different things. One is to have clemency done four times a year. Currently, the governors only do clemency the week between Christmas and New Year's, and we would like to see that time get extended four times a year, because the governors absolutely have the ability to grant clemency whenever they want to. Governor Cuomo can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm going to give someone clemency. He can wake up in the middle of March and say, I want to give someone clemency. And just for clarity's sake, when we're talking about executive clemencies, we're not talking in regards to pardons, because generally those individuals are already home. They're just getting their cases kind of like taken away or covered up. We're talking about time computations, which would afford someone the ability to either get released immediately or go in front of a parole board and present themselves to a parole board.
Now, given Governor Cuomo's record on clemencies of the nature that you're talking about, not pardons, what is your message to him?
My message is to Governor Cuomo is to do better. I mean, he's behind Pataki. Can you believe it, Governor Pataki? His father gave, you know, the first Mario Cuomo gave more clemencies than he has. And as of the end of 2019, he had only given 11 time computations. He gives pardons. And you have to be 90 days to your release date for you to get an early release. And that has been because of the COVID pandemic. But some people are confusing that as saying Governor Cuomo's given clemencies. That's not clemency. That's someone who has 90 days to their release date, and they're getting an early release to kind of empty out some of the facilities due to the COVID pandemic.
Great. Regardless of COVID, there are some 1,800 clemency applications pending on Governor Cuomo's desk right now. That's a big number. Can you talk about it?
The process is outlined on the governor's website. It's not a challenging process. And the criteria is you have to be at least a year in, and you have to meet certain criteria to be able to apply for clemency. It is our good guess that most people who are applying for clemency have good institutional records, meaning they're not a disciplinary problem, and they might have a certain amount of time before they're able to see a parole board. Let's take Kim Brown, for example. Kim Brown doesn't see a parole board until 2035, somewhere in there. And she's already has 26 years, I believe, in. The woman who Governor Cuomo gave time computation to last year, or this year, at the beginning of this year, was a white woman who had less time in than Kim Brown. She had less accomplishments, institutional accomplishments, than Kim Brown. And we're looking at the numbers and saying, Governor Cuomo, one, where is it with women of color? Let's start looking at some of these women of color, Black and Hispanic women, who are viable candidates for time computations under the executive clemency. And so Kim Brown is a perfect candidate who actually has employment waiting for her upon her release. She will absolutely be a taxpayer. And so, you know, when you think about it, yes, Kim has a crime that she's definitely remorseful for, but she has more time than the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. And that's kind of disgusting. And we're also looking at, are women getting dealt harsher sentences than men when it comes to some of these crimes? So we're definitely saying to Governor Cuomo, you could do better. You set up a system. He made a big deal out of setting up a database where the associates, defense attorneys can go in and help represent some of these individuals who are applying for clemency. It is our conversations with people from the Prisoners Legal Association that are saying that none of these clemencies are being looked at. They have letters on top of letters from people who have said they've put in their clemency applications. Can they help them get an attorney to represent them? But the governor isn't moving on those applications and he's not putting them into the database.
Now, you brought up Kim Brown. Vocal New York and the Freedom Unshackled Coalition recently came together to launch a campaign to free Kim Brown. Can you just tell us a little bit about Kim Brown and her Clemency Now campaign?
Yes. I'm formerly incarcerated myself. And so I met Kim Brown in the year 2000, very briefly. She was in Bedford and I got transferred on to Albion. But I met her and she stuck out of my head because she was very helpful with me in the law library. She was a law library clerk. And I was looking up some information on my case and she was extremely helpful. And so I reached out to Kim Brown and I reintroduced myself. And we started having conversations, and she then told me that her clemency had been put in. She put in an application for a clemency in 2015. When I started poking around asking questions, she received a letter, this was in 2019, that her clemency was rejected in 2017 for technicality reasons. She never received that notification. She immediately reapplied for clemency. She got her paperwork back in. So we're saying this system is broken somewhere. Somewhere this system is broken. You had a woman who applied in 2015, didn't find out until 2019 that there were some issues with her application. And so we're saying to Governor Cuomo, listen, push her to the head of that list. Get her out of there. Her mother is 80 in her 80s. She still has the ability to spend some years with her mom. Kim is older now. She's in her 50s. And her health is failing. She's gone back and forth to the hospital. And recently, she had a brush with COVID that they thought she had it. So she was quarantined for that. So we're having someone who's having multiple surgeries, going back and forth to the hospital, who definitely has put in the good work as in doing all the programs that doc says that are mandatory to do and some. So we're saying to Governor Cuomo, let Kim go. Let her go. Give her the ability to present herself in front of the parole commissioners.
Now, as you look at Kim and you look at her accomplishments while she's been incarcerated, what are some things that stand out?
Kim is a mentor. She was part of the ACE program, which is the HIV/AIDS mentoring program in there. Kim is a longstanding member in the church in Bedford Hills Correctional Facility. She's definitely a role model to other women who are in the facility. So, and she has degrees on top of degrees. Kim has a bachelor's. I think she has two bachelor's, an associate's, and she's going for her master's now. So we're talking about a woman who absolutely should be afforded the ability to have clemency.
Ronnie Minter, as we start to wrap up here, what do you want our audience to know?
Well, what we would like for people to do is to call the governor's office. Call the governor's office and say, Governor Cuomo, please give Kim Brown clemency. And what we did was we had a two-day campaign where we had a call to action for people to sign a petition and to make calls to Governor Cuomo's office demanding Governor Cuomo grant clemency now for Kim Brown. You can call the governor's office at 518-474-8390 and just say to him, you know, give Kim Brown a chance. Allow her the opportunity to present herself at the parole board and let the commissioners make the decision on whether or not she should be released.
And if people want to sign the petition or get involved more, where can they find that online?
You can go to freedomunshackled.org. The petition is there. Or you can look on Facebook and go to Vocal New York, Voices of Community Activist Leaders, Vocal New York, and you'll see the petition and the phone script and everything there on their Facebook page. But, you know, this has been a wonderful effort of not just Vocal New York, but also the Center of Law and Justice here in Albany and other organizations coming together, helping to free Kim Brown, and also Clemency 4 times a year.
Ronnie Minter, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.